Blog Talk Radio.
How you guys doing today? This is Joseph Smith, and I welcome you all to Revolutionary Gospel News. Today we're going to be talking about the first century gospel versus today's gospel. What we're hearing people out there, today most church preachers, they don't even have a clue of what the real gospel sound like. They're telling, I guess we call 21st, 22nd century, we ain't really hit the 22nd, I don't believe, but first century gospel. And versus what the first century gospel was, what Christ had taught at his beginning when he came to us. You know, it all starts back in the Garden of Eden. You know, man had his fall. And a lot of times when you're in church, they don't really break down what really happened. They give you a story, but the story is not consistent with the Bible teaching. You know, Adam and Eve did go to the tree, and Eve was standing at the tree, and I'm paraphrasing this in chapter 3. He was standing at the tree in the garden of good and evil. I mean, the tree of good and evil in the Garden of Eden. And she was looking at the tree, and Satan, the first blasphemer, called God a lie and told Eve she could eat of that tree and it would make her wise. She would become so much more intelligent. And the same thing with the women today. They like to be praised. And so he made her feel that she would be in an upper level. And what really happened, it was seven commandments broken at that tree. That's where all this begins at, in the Garden of Eden, when God was establishing man on this planet. And so she was coveting because she was looking at the tree, desiring something that wasn't hers. Satan, when he told Eve that God was a liar, he blasphemed. Adam submitted himself to another god, disobeyed his parent. They stole, and, you know, it goes on and on from there. Then, so God remedy to this whole problem way before all this really gets going, his remedy was Christ. He already knew. He seen it. And he had chose Christ to be the king and bring everything back into order. What people miss about the first century gospel, when Christ came, what was he talking about? Because he was foretold to come and he was to save his people. So you look at the very first instance when Christ first messes in Matthew's, going to be Matthew's 4, but I want to look at something real quick before I go to Matthew's 4. And this what it tells you about Christ. And, okay, here we go. I'm going to start at verse 20. Sometimes I don't like to read through all these scriptures because time period and this plus is something you can read for yourself. It's always good to have a habit and to study for yourself. And it goes on to verse 21. This is Matthew's 1. It talks about who Christ was, not really so much who he was, but what he was to do. And it says, verse 21, he shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He was going to be the deliverer. Now, today, when you go to church, yeah, they tell you about him being a deliverer, but they do not have a clear or accurate understanding of who Christ really was. Okay? And so they begin to talk, and they give you all these songs and dances, and they go back into, you know, a lot of people don't know this, what I call juice. You know, these juice preachers, they, yeah, the Lord said, and he gonna do this. Man, miss me with that foolishness. That's juice. It's not about educating. Where do you see Christ in the Bible and that he does that? He educated the people. He enlightened the people to the mind, their minds, to the coming of the kingdom of God. That's what he did. He gave them the intellect to understand what was going to take place. He didn't take the people on an emotional high as we see today's gospel. They tell you about all this wealth and how God's going to bless you. And I feel the Lord, somebody's going to overcome today. That was not what Christ was doing when he was here. He was getting people ready for the two phases of the kingdom. The kingdom does this come in one phase. The first was going to be spiritual, and then it is going to be a natural kingdom. Now, at this point, it's spiritual. As you're being admitted into the kingdom, you're gaining your citizenship, okay, versus what you hear. This is about a citizenship into the kingdom of God. It is not about you're going to be prosperous on this side of life. He does not teach that in the Bible. And looking at Matthew's, I want to pick up on 8, Matthew's 4 and 8, looking at what Christ, how his message starts, what was the message Christ brought versus what we're hearing today in these places they call church, Kapuska, which means Lord or ruler house, which is a Catholic insert into the Bible. And that happened about 1,500 years after. Whenever the Bible, the first couple of Bibles were made, the word church was, they used the word assembly or congregation. That's the preferred word of the reformers. But as the Catholics inserted their word, it was church. And you understand why that happened. And it means Lord or ruler house. Okay? The word that they took out of the Bible was ecclesia. Ecclesia is a called out one. They're called out to be a part of his kingdom. We're not called out to be in the Lord or ruler house. We're called out to be a part of his kingdom. And so pick up on 8. And so it's Matthew's 4 and 8. He says, and this one, the devil, after he had got baptized, and I'm going to read that because it's important, because people try to step over this and act like they're going to understand the Bible. They're going to skip over the born-again process. You know, it says, except a man be born again, he cannot see. John 3 and 3. Say he cannot see the kingdom of God. He can't comprehend it. So he'll have the Bible, and he'll begin to read to you, and he'll think that he's going to give you some wisdom and knowledge that he has not. He don't have the power to comprehend because he has never been born again. Okay, so it says see, and then you drop down. This is John, the Gospel of John, John 3 and 3. And then Gospel of John 3 and 5 said, except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Where is the word church? We're not talking about some physical building or some fellowship or some club. You know, we're talking about the coming of a kingdom. Okay? And water and spirit, the application of that is found in Acts 2:38. It said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, how? In the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. Okay? And then it goes on to say, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That was the day of Pentecost. That's when the kingdom was being opened to the world, because you start in Acts 2, that's to the Jews. Acts 10 is to the Gentiles. Same message. It's a covenant relationship for all the family, all those people who are part of the ecclesia. You're being called out. Okay? And so when he said he washed us, so Christ, we know, we all know Christ died for us. We know, now I can't say, because there's some people who are in this particular time in life, I guess there really are some people coming along, and we saw it in a secular nation. Secular nation means we don't live or abide by the laws of God. So there's a lot of people coming along down there who are God haters, who've never been in church, who never really heard the gospel of how Christ had died for our sins. He made that sacrifice, but to apply that sacrifice to your life, you have to be baptized in Jesus' name. Because what it says, repent and be baptized, how? Everyone in the name of Jesus Christ, what? The remission of your sins. And if you go to Revelations 1 and 5, he says he washed us from our sins in his own blood. That's how you apply the sacrifice to Christ, to your life, what he did for you. So today, they may understand part of the interest, because he was talking to Peter in Matthew 16, when he told him he should give him the key of the kingdom. A lot of people interpret that a lot of ways. Kings means he gave him the power or the ability to open the door. If you have a set of keys, you have the ability to get into the kingdom. So Peter was talking on that day of Pentecost, and he told him how to enter into the kingdom, enter into a covenant relationship with God. Okay, so today, the biggest message that is missed is the kingdom. They tell you about a church fellowship, and at this church, you know, they bring about, they say different things that are not biblical. You know, when you were looking through your Bible, You know, where do you find the different positions they find, first ladies and all that crap? I'm like, where you find that at? That's not biblical. They talked about Paul and the way our kingdom is established. When you're looking at this, this is the kingdom principle. This is how you get in the kingdom. This is how you get your citizenship. It's not nothing else. It ain't about you going to get a brand new car, a VCR, and all that. Man, come on, man. That you guys, this nonsense. But in 8, you can look at it. It says, and the devil, chapter 4, it says, and again, the devil taking him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms. The kingdom, he showed them all the churches of the world. See, this is about world government. What do you think the Antichrist is? He's going to be the next world ruler. It's about what do you see in your world? Chapter Matthew 24, there should be commotions, wars, and rumors of war. What is that? The nations are falling apart. If they're standing there telling you that, they're telling you that, hey, Christ's kingdom is coming. It's time to come out of this. It's time to make sure your citizenship has been established. You know, you don't hear that in church. They tell you about how you're going to be blessed. They tell you God got something good coming for your sister. That's a prophet lie. Right now in our world is in a state of chaos. Chaos. And I look at this thing because many say they're apostolic, but they're not. No, they talk apostolic, but they don't really know the true principles of apostolic because certain things you would not come out your mouth. Certain things you would automatically know that's not a part of the kingdom's law. Okay? And it's just funny because I've been in this thing for a long time, and I think about the word when it talks about perilous times shall come. And then he begins to give the scriptures of man should be boasters and lovers of themselves, and that's in Timothy. I don't know right now because I don't have my Bible open to look at that particular scripture. But it talks about that, and it goes on to tell you how they have a form of godliness, a form. It appears to be, but it ain't. Talking about ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of truth, spent years in church. But the Holy Ghost can't be guided. How is the Holy Ghost guide? When he guides you, you'll understand. He said, ever learning. In other words, you ain't going to stay at the same grade. Ever learning. They don't advance. They can't see the extrapolars and interpolars in the Bible. They're blind. You know, the Bible talks about when the Holy Ghost and John 16, when the Holy Ghost comes, talk about when the Spirit of truth, that's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of Christ, when it comes, it shall guide you into all truth. Where's the word partial truth? Where's the word some truth? It says all truth, not a little bit. You're not going to be sitting here and not growing. You're not going to get past this Catholic slate called church. You're not going to get stuck at that. You're going to begin, when you're studying and you're grown, you're going to begin to see right through it. Say, wait a minute. Is that what Christ said? Because we see here, when he was talking, the devil taking him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. The kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou will fall down and worship me. If you would bow down and submit to me. That's what he told him. He promised him these kingdoms, world dominance. Do you hear this in church? Do you hear him telling you you're gonna it's just about a kingdom? Are they telling you, oh, now you ain't supposed to sin? They don't realize you're preparing. Those states of mind will not fit in the kingdom. So you have to learn to live according to the word of God. Now, you can't wait. Like the story of the 10 virgins, you can't wait till he comes. You got to be ready when he gets here. So you have to have a renovation of mind. You know, that's what you have to have. And he said, he talked to him. He said, verse 10 says, then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall I serve. And then it goes on to say, because he went through Nineveh, And so now Jesus had heard that John, his ministry had started. Let's go back to 11. I'm not going to rush through this. It says, then the devil leaving him, behold, an angel came and ministered unto him. Now, when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed to Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelled in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the border of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the ways of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee, and the Gentiles, the people which were set in darkness saw great light. And to them which set in the region a shadow of death, light is sprung up. He says, from this time, now the beginning of his ministry, you know, this is Christ's ministry versus the gospel we're hearing today. He says, from that time, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven. You hear a lot of things, but you don't hear the truth. They're telling you about how Jesus saves and how he's going to bless you. They don't even realize where they're standing at in time. You know, we're dealing with Matthew 24 when all nations are in a state of chaos. The New World Order is coming. And then we got 3.5 years of the Antichrist, the Pope, the false prophet, is already at work. You're looking at him. He's trying to figure a way, and they're working on a way to do away with the monetary system. What do you think the mark of the beast is? The mark of the beast, 666, that's a new economic system. In order to take part in the new world order, the new world government, you got to submit yourself to Satan and take his mark, the Antichrist mark, that you may buy and sell, chapter 13 of Revelation. So the people go to these buildings, they call them church. What is it? When I come together, when I work stuff together, I recognize I'm in this assembly. I'm amongst my countrymen. I'm in wealth, as Ephesians tell you. You got to do your own research because I'm just not walking through all those scriptures right now. But Ephesians 2 talks about your commonwealth, being part of Israel, chosen way from the beginning, because if Christ was chosen to come out of the tribe of Judah, Israel's already chose, with along with Christ, to rule the nations. So today you look and you think, what are you talking about? Truth. The truth you know nothing about and have not heard, because if you did, you would understand that the stuff people are saying is not accurate. You would go back and look. It's about a kingdom. It's not about me being rich and we being blessed. And one day I feel this way, I feel you're going to be blessed, man. And so you look at that, and even when we look at the Matthew 5, people think, oh, you're going to be blessed on this side. Actually, Timothy 3 and 12, 2 Timothy 3 and 12. Tells you what? In this chapter 3. Sorry, it's not saying. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and 12, what it say? Yea, and they that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Where's all these blessings? Who told you were going to get rich? You know, who told you that lie? Who told you were going to have an abundance of this? And that's the ministries of today. They're not telling the people what's really going on. And it just goes on. You just look at this and you look at this cycle that constantly repeats itself. And I'm in the South. There's so many churches, but worth what? What life are they changing? How are you affecting the life? And you don't know the true gospel. How's anybody affecting anything? They're all preaching everything but what they're supposed to be preaching. Okay, and so you see, it's about the kingdom of God. It is not about what we think or what we feel or whatever emotion we feel. And most of the guys out there preaching this right here, and the Bible tells us to stay away from them. It says, perverse disputers of men, corrupt mind. This is 1 Timothy 6 and 5. It says, disperse disputers of men, corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, destitute, supposing that gain is godliness. How it says, from such withdraw thyself. Gain is godliness. So if I get a new car, God is blessing me, brother. I got a new house. God is blessing me, brother. Where they get that at? And when the Bible tells us, those who live godly now, they shall suffer persecution. Now everybody's telling these people, you're going to be blessed. Your blessing coming today. I can feel it. You know, that's the kind of stuff we go to church to hear today. In 1 and 5 of Matthew's 1 through 12, Matthew's chapter 5, it says, and seeing the multitudes, he went into the mountain. And when he had said, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. He said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they, are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Another lie. They tell people, you're going to heaven. My Bible says the meek shall inherit the earth. Never said we're going into heaven. The heaven they talk about is a state of utopia that man is always supposedly sought for and look for. So the lie, I'm not saying scripture, I'm saying the lie of us going into the heavens and us being raptured out of here, can't find that in the Bible. And that's Psalms 37 and 11, the meek shall inherit the earth. So blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The kingdom of God will be a place of righteousness. No more lawlessness. No more people getting killed for no reason. And this is the foolishness that we see happening here, these wars and wars for profit. You know, America, when you get to dealing with this nation, they fight wars for profit. You know, they make money off of killing people. And the people are so stupid because everybody just simply follows them. You know, that's what they're dealing with. They literally follow this government. The government is full of deceit. You know, that's what you're dealing with. And so where is the blessings that these guys so haphazardly keep telling people? You know, where's that at? Where's that at in my scriptures? I don't see that in my Bible. He said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. He said, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is, once again, the kingdom of heaven. So the message you hear today is the message of the real gospel. The other stuff y'all hearing out there, you're going to be blessed and things are going to get better and I feel the Lord moving in this way and that way, that's nothing but a prophet lie. God ain't told us peace. He told us Matthew 24, he says, nation shall rise against nation and kingdoms against kingdom. These are the beginning of sorrow. Where did he say happy times? And then it tells you the people who are suffering and they're standing on God, how they're going to be blessed with the kingdom of God. Ain't nobody told you you're going into heaven. And it's this verse 24, and this is what he's telling us going to happen now. It says, as he sat up on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto his privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the signs of thy coming? When are you going to come back and take this earth? In the ending of this world, when all the corruption is going to be put out of here? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name. That's what we got today. There's many people claiming apostolic. There's many people claiming God, but they're not about God, nor do they know the teachings of the kingdom. They run around talking about church, and this is about a kingdom, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Many of y'all going to walk off into darkness. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. It said, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And they look it. No, church will rise against church. You see? Kingdom. Nation. Where is that word? It is a Catholic insert, and the end of the Bible told you that people, there were going to be people that put stuff in and take stuff out. But through the Holy Ghost, it said, will guide you to all truth. So you really got the ghost. You eventually begin to see through all the stuff that has been added in or a word that don't belong, like religion. What is religion? Religion is to be tied to or bound to some kind of tradition. Okay? And it says, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. And all these are the beginning of sorrow. Where is your blessing on this side of the track? You're telling me I'm going to be blessed and some kind of favor is coming my way, I'm going to say you're a liar. The Bible's telling me right now that there's trouble coming and I'm going to have to endure. As it says in there, it also said, to those that endure to the end shall be saved. So endurance requires some pressure. You ain't going to just be saved. God, good. Man, it's funny. I look at stuff and I actually just look at it and God blessing you. How he has instructed my mind. I've actually fulfilled one of my callings, and that was writing those books. Write the vision and make it plain, that he that readeth it may run. People take that same scripture and talk about they got a vision. He's talking about Daniel's vision. What did Daniel see? Daniel, which is one of my first books that explains Daniel's vision, it is the rise and fall of world government. Then the second part he's talking about is Daniel seeing the corruption in the kingdom of God, in Israel finally finding their way back home. Write the vision and make it plain. And so I deal with a lot of mess with people. And it's like I look at it and I look at the world is coming to an end and it's right there before them. It's about a person, people who care about themselves, who are not scared to pick up and look at the Bible for what it is and stop listening to what people are telling you when there's no scriptural proof. In my three books, people, if you're interested in them, you're definitely blessed because it is anointed by God and given to me to write. And that's going to be The Revival of the Roman Empire, my first book, The Rise of the Antichrist and Return of Christ, by the fall of world governments. And then the next one is The Devil Workshop, The History of the Church and the Rise of the Occult. And then my last book is called The Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation in the Temple Mount, because the Antichrist will sit in the Temple Mount, or they call it the Mosque of Al-Quds, from in Jerusalem, ruling the world. Okay? And you can get these books at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. Look on the internet, you're there to find them. And so this is what this is about. It's about the kingdom of God. It's not about some building. It is not when we come together with fellow countrymen. This is a book of our citizenship. We're learning how we have to live, how our minds have to be reconditioned to make it into the kingdom of God, and how we're going to have to endure all this evil that's already upon us. And I ain't going to say coming because I'm dealing with people every day, and I can see those spirits on those people, and there's some very hateful, mean things about to go down in this world. Well, I thank you guys for coming out to the Revolutionary Gospel News. Be blessed, y'all, and have a great day.